Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm doing just fine. How are you today?
I'm blessed, Jolene. Always blessed. Try to always be blessed. You know. We're only doing a 30-minute show, and welcome and thank you, Pioneer Paula, for being on the show. How are you today?
I'm here. I'm ready for 420. I got my roach. I've been waiting for 420 with my roach.
Oh, bless your heart, Paula. That is so sweet. Well, we've only got a 30-minute show, so we're going to get started and do our birthdays.
Yep. Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
First birthday, Scott Bruns. Happy birthday to Scott. Debbie Koshik, happy birthday to you. Dean Ball down there in Frankfort, Kentucky, happy birthday. Caleb Sumter, well, I'm just going to call you Caleb because I can't say your middle name. Caleb Stone up there in Lexington. Actually, is related to the love of my life, baby girl, and my children. So happy birthday, Caleb. And I think he's probably only about 14, 15 years old today. And then we have my dear, sweet, loving aunt, Annetta Morris, down there in Hazard, Kentucky. I love her. And that is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any today.
Pioneer Paula, do you happen to have any birthdays?
Not that I know of. I didn't see none come down.
Famous birthdays, William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare was born on this day in 1564, passed away in 1616. George Lopez, 55 years old today. Here's everybody's favorite one right here, Miss Shirley Temple. Miss Shirley Temple was born on this day in 1928, passed away in 2014. I was always a big Shirley Temple fan myself.
Me too. I still like her.
Right. James Buchanan, born on this day in 1791, passed away in 1868. He was the 15th U.S. president. Then we have Sandra Dee. Sandra Dee was born on this day in 1942 and passed away in 2005. How many people remembers the Bionic Man, Lee Majors? Lee Majors is 77 years old today. 77.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that don't know, Lee Majors used to own that castle in Lexington. No, Hank says. No. That was a rumor. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a rumor. Hank's like, no.
I know the castle you're talking about, though. That is awesome. I love just sitting and looking at it. It doesn't even look real.
It's gorgeous. It is, Jolene. It's actually for sale, believe it or not. It's for sale.
I know. Has been for a long time. But remember back years ago, it caught on fire. Did they ever rebuild that? Did they fix that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Jolene. Mm-hmm. They went in there and redecorated it, and it is beautiful.
Well,
I mean,
it's
beautiful.
They were supposed to. But I don't think I've seen it since it caught on fire. And it was, like, priced at $4 million or something like that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's way up there. Because the people the people that redone it turn it, like, into, like, a little hotel thing with with like restaurants and stuff like that in it. But yeah, I mean, it's up for sale.
Had a moat around it and everything. It was awesome.
What'd you say, Paula?
I think we ought to make it a hippie commune for old hippies.
We need to do something, Paula. That's for sure. A day in history. On this day in 1564, it was the same thing as the famous birthday. William Shakespeare was born on this day. The question of the day, man. I mean, these guys really tickled the shit out of me. The question of the day was, can smoking cannabis regularly lead to damaged reproductive function in men? The first person to answer that was Captain Tom. Captain Tom is out there in Twitter land. He's not on Facebook. Captain Tom from Twitter says no. Chuck Malin, with a herd mentality, he said, maybe that's why I ain't got no kids yet. Thank you, Chuck. And thank you, Captain Tom. And then Jeff Campbell down there in Georgia, he says, seems like I read something like that, but it's hard to know if a report is correct with so many people putting false info out to hurt legalizing it. So I say no and probably not. Miss Jolene, what do you say?
Well, I read that it can decrease the testosterone level in men, and that it could also cause lower sperm counts. But it says, too, that the reports are not clear. So they really don't know.
What do you think, Pioneer Paula?
Well, me and Glenn both smoked a lot of pot, and we had 16 and 10 years. So I would say it don't affect anything.
But you know, it's just like anything else. I think it just depends on the individual, how your body structure is, and your own individual system.
Right. Thank you, herd mentality, for being over there in the chat box. The actual answer is what they give me was, it is well established that smoking cannabis regularly can lead to reduced sperm count and decreased or impaired sperm function in men. So who knows if that's right or not.
I think it makes the sperm swim a lot faster.
Yeah. They did in my instance.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, man, I mean, it's just absolutely, you know, it's like, man, what is the answer? What is the answer to this? Let me give some shout-outs, big shout-out to you, Herd Mentality, for over there being in the chat box. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to give Henry Fox his answer. I'm sorry, Henry Fox said, I forgot, I'm sorry, Henry, please forgive me. Henry Fox's answer was that it was worth the risk. So thank you so much,
yeah.
Henry. Thank you.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for you know, giving us these answers and things. Shout out to Dennis Allen also, Pioneer Paula Willett, also Miss Jolene for always being with us, Hank, the love of my life, Tommy Vaughn, and Cheryl Broas. Thank you all so much. Thank you, folks. Oh, my man. I have had a hell of a topic going on my timeline ever since yesterday. And, I mean, I just got so damn pissed. I'm just so damn pissed over this heroin in this state. But, you know, now we've got such a bad heroin problem that it's in the schools. You know, it's in the schools to where now we're going to have to put the drug in the schools to keep the high schoolers from ODing. So we're going to have to, I think it's Narcan. So we got to give them a Narcan shot to keep them from ODing off of heroin in the schools. You know, He pissed me off so bad. I hashtagged the FBI, the CIA. I hashtagged the word corruption, the Frankfort, Kentucky Capitol, elected officials, the DEA. I hashtagged the Kentucky State Police and the U.S. Army. And the reason I hashtagged the U.S. Army, because they're over there guarding the poppy fields. And, you know, I said your fight on the drug war is a big effing failure. And, you know, it's sad at some of the things. Like I was talking to a lady right before I got on the show here where she was talking about how she had lost her, maybe she might have deleted it now. She had just lost her son-in-law. She just lost her son-in-law to an overdose. And then she said what was really sad was like a month ago, her father, who had been on prescription pills for 15 years, went to the doctor, and the doctor let him know. Here it is. She said, and my father passed away 2 months ago from prescription drug overdose because the doctors told him they had to cut him off of his meds that he'd been on for over 15 years. So he took what meds he had left and just OD'd and killed his damn self.
Wow, that's sad.
You know.
Oh, my.
Well, my. And I've got another friend. He's got an 86-year-old grandmother, you know, 86 years old. And we were talking about how you take somebody that's 86 or that's an elderly person, they're getting thrown in the same category as a drug user that crushes pills and snorts them up their nose. And so they're even putting them through a bunch of shit and even piss testing them and cutting their medicine back on them. And it's like, how we do the elderly and the sick like that? You know, I mean, man. I mean, it's like they're forcing people to get on heroin. My question is, what do we do? What do we do? I mean, man, I've never felt so helpless in all my life. I mean, because, I mean, it's like, what do you do? What do we do? Where do we even start at? To help
get rid of all the assholes in office would help.
Well, you know, I was talking to a good friend of mine up there. She lives right outside of Indianapolis, Indiana. And where she lives at up there on the other side of Indianapolis, Indiana, she was talking about one county. Now, this is just one county, and they've got the same thing that we've got. They've got a needle exchange up there, okay? And in that one county, hang on, I'm trying to, because I don't want to quote her wrong. I'm trying to find her thing so I can read it. But just in that one, okay, she said, in southern Indiana, there has been 100 new cases of HIV in one county alone. You know, and they've got the needle exchange up there. And she says, I just don't understand what happened to court-ordered rehabs, providing resources to get them help. But helping to get them high makes no sense. And she said, I live within 1.5 to 2 miles, you know, from her neighborhood. You know, 1.5 to 2 miles from right there in her neighborhood. There has been 12 overdoses in the last 2 months. Now, what's even worse is that she said that, like, from Friday of last week, from Friday till Monday, there was 11 shootings, 7 people dead. Then she says, like, yesterday at 9:15 till Saturday, which is this morning, there was 3 more shootings with 2 dead and 2 wounded. You know, and I asked her, I said, is this over heroin? She said, yes. You know, so, I mean, you know, it's like, what do we do? What do we do to stop this? I mean, what's the answer? What's the answer there? I mean, hell, we know that the government's not going to fight it, you know? The government's for sure not going to fight it, you know?
People are just going to have to wise up and leave the shit alone.
Well, you know, the thing they say about this heroin is that people that try it just one time, you know, say, for instance,
mm-hmm.
they're like
hooked. one
yeah.
time.
Yeah, they're hooked. They're hooked
yeah.
from the moment, just one try, because, and you know, and they're in pain because they've been on pain pills. And they say pain pills are so expensive. For instance, like one pain pill is $30 a pain pill. Hell, a hit of heroin is only like $5. You know.
I know, but God, what they're facing after that one hit.
I got to thinking about trying to look at it on their side. I mean, you got somebody that's in really bad pain, and they're thinking, well, man, if I can just do anything just to try it, if it can just get me out of this pain for just a few minutes, you know, I'm going to try it, having really not really thinking about the consequences that you're going to get addicted to it. You know, this one guy was telling me, this one lady, you know, he was an, you know, he's an ex-EMT, and he said what's really sad is when you're an EMT and you're over here working on somebody that's OD'd on a heroin, you know, OD'd on heroin, and then you get another call that you've got a man around the corner that's had a heart attack. You can't go to that man that's got a heart attack because you got to wait till you're untied up with a heroin addict to get over here to the poor old person that's had a heart attack. How fair is that? It's not fair. Stop guarding the poppy fields with our soldiers is what the herd mentality said. Oh, I'm absolutely. That's the number one problem I've got. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love our military soldiers. But, you know, if you've got our military soldiers over there, and even if I was a soldier myself, I would have to take and just leave. I mean, you'd have to put me in jail. There's no way. I mean, because to me, if they're over there protecting it and things, then they're part of the problem. That's part of the problem out there, you know, got our soldiers over there guarding and protecting them poppy fields. We have no business doing that.
Doesn't that fall back on the government? I mean, there has to be money passing through somebody's hand somewhere. Or, you know, like you said, they wouldn't be over there guarding poppy fields of all things.
Yeah.
I mean, what good does it do? What good does it do? What is the poppy
right,
field
I mean,
for other than heroin?
Right. I mean, we've got a terrorist group that believes in chopping people's heads off, but yet we've got these soldiers guarding a bunch of poppy fields that need to be after these terrorists that wants to chop people's heads off.
Well, has
you
that
know.
Ever been answered? Why do they guard these fields? Has anybody ever questioned that?
Make opium legal again, is what the herd mentality says. Well, hell, herd. I mean, I don't know if you heard yesterday. I mean, hell, they've got the kratom. Kratom is on a Schedule 1 drug in our state now. Kratom is, you know, I mean, Schedule 1 drug. And, I mean, this is a damn leaf that comes like off of a tree. And it's not smoked. It's ingested, you know, and eaten, tucked as a capsule or put in a drink as a, it's a powder and you can make you like a little drink and things. And they say it's one of the best things to fight even cigarette addiction and the smoking opium. Yuck, he says, a herd mentality. Do you know anything about the kratom herd? I don't know anything about it. I mean, I'm just going by what other people have told me. And hell, it's like I was telling, I don't know if anybody's seen the big rumor going around on Facebook, but the big rumor going around on Facebook is that Obama's going to do away with National Prayer Day next month because it offends everybody. And I was like, man, do you know how much time I have to take some time and stop to research just to find the damn truth? You know. And I mean, I seen it right before I got on the thing, and I asked this friend of mine. I said, did you hear him say that? Well, no. A friend of mine had posted that. Well, I mean, okay, unless we got some kind of documentation to prove that it's truth, I mean, that's spreading rumors of lies. I mean, damn, hell, it's hard enough to get the truth nowadays. We don't need to be spreading. And Facebook is the world's worst on that. It's the world's worst on spreading lies. We're going to actually have to take a break because we're going to talk about Facebook's going to start paying you because they're losing sales. I mean, Facebook is dropping. But we're going to take a break because it's that time, Paula. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller. out of Georgetown, Tennessee. And Pat Riley is going to be back in. All right. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Miss Jolene's going to take us away.
Here we go. Puff, puff, pass, everybody.
They're getting off to work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. Toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die from stress or learn to let it all go. Lots of state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw, what a great badass song. This came from the New York Post on 420. On 420, I was told about it last night, to where Facebook is considering a virtue tip jar that's going to allow users to send small amounts of money to the people and pages that they like the most, according to a new report. The tip jar would take and be like the form of a button, for instance. And one possibility, the social network is weighing as it explores ways for users to profit from their Facebook post. The survey also asked for input on revenue sharing arrangement that would give users a cut of the ad revenue Facebook earns from posts. It's a call to action button, which lets users make donations and sponsor marketplaces to match users and advertisers. Facebook doesn't currently offer its 1.6 billion users around the globe a way to generate revenue from their posts, but Mark Zuckerberg has led social network in constantly looking for ideas to make the site even stickier and probe users to keep posting. It's still very early, they say, but we're committed to creating substantial long-term models for our partners, and we're listening to feedback, a Facebook spokesman told them. So, I mean, I had read also, I forgot how much, like, they had dropped. I mean, they had really dropped in users, you know, like from last year and things on their thing. So that's why they're trying to come up with that, because they're trying to keep people. It's my understanding like Snapchat, you know, a lot of people are starting to go over to that and things like that. So it's like, oh, wow. I'm looking forward to the new social media myself. I mean, I'm so burnt out from Facebook. It's like, man, burns me out. Facebook has burnt me out. Big shout out to Ravis Lee Davis. Ravis Lee Davis, thank you so much. The weather today is 62, partly sunny. Miss Jolene.
Here it is 55 and partly sunny.
And Paula.
I ain't sure, but I got my sweater on, so it's not that hot.
Well, that's the way. Yeah, they said it was going to be like 70-something today. I mean, you know, and I'm like you. I woke up and it's like, man, freezing. Oh, hell, the herd mentality's got sunny and 77 out there in Missouri.
Ooh, hot shot.
Look, it was going to rain all morning.
Well, that's what I kept looking for was rain. And the love of my life said, no, baby, it's not supposed to rain today. I mean, I just kept feeling rain for some reason. I kept thinking, man, it's going to pour the rain. But, damn, it didn't do it.
I'm glad I got my yard all done yet.
591 episodes. Today is our 591 episode today.
Cool.
I don't. Jeff changed the subject on the heroin thing, and Jeff says not to change the subject, but in Germany. Now, I mean, I don't know if this is true. This is what Jeff is telling us. Jeff Campbell down there in Georgia. He said in Germany they give the Syrian migrants condoms to use when they rape the women, German women. They're not arresting the rapists. They're just giving them condoms to help prevent pregnancy and disease.
You are fucking kidding me.
No, Jolene. I said let's give the women guns to shoot them MFers.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. Shoot the son of a bitches. They won't do it no more. Lord, have mercy. What's going on? What is happening?
I have no idea. It's like, man, I mean, crazy. I mean, I have no idea. What's the bullshit for her? Tell us what you're bullshitting about. Do you believe Jeff is telling me bullshit? I don't know. I mean, I hope it is. Yeah, I haven't actually had time to search it because, you know, I mean, it's like you have to search to find it. I ain't buying it. Heard says he's not buying it. Big shout out to Michael Patterson. Well, I'm going to research it, Heard. I am planning on researching that because, just like I say, I mean, damn, it's a damn shame that you can't take somebody at their word or believe something that somebody tells you to where you have to do all this research and look for this shit, you know. Tragic thing about the 8 family members that was brutally murdered and executed yesterday. Send our prayers and thoughts out to those families and people and things. I hated that. I mean, I hated hearing about that. I mean, evidently the police is protecting the rest of the family and things and still trying to find the shooter of that. I mean, it's just crazy, absolutely crazy. Oh, my, we're out of time, folks. Thank you so much, the Herd Mentality, for being with us today. We're going to be back tomorrow with a 30-minute show again. Thank you, Pioneer Paula. Thank the love of my life. And thank you so much, Miss Jolene. It is Saturday night. Do not be drinking and smoking. Huh?
You need to play the song. My board's just, I don't know what the hell's going on. But
I've got it, Jolene.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, 700,000 people at Thunder over Louisville tonight. 700,000 people.
Wow.
So, man, that's going to be a lot of people. 700,000 people at Thunder over Louisville. So, everybody be careful out there. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. I love you, ladies, and we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Be careful, everybody. Be safe. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
Love you, Paula.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.